A new study has found that older fathers pass on genetic changes that could help their offspring live longer. Researchers in the United States studied almost 2,000 young adults in the Philippines and looked at the effect older fathers had on the group's genetic makeup. They found the older the parents, the longer the telomeres. That's the DNA linked to longevity. The lead researcher, Dan Eisenberg, from the Northwestern University, has been speaking to AM's Lindy Kerin.
We examined the association of the father's age and the grandfather's age with the offspring's or the child or the grandchild's telomeres, their telomere length in particular. Longer telomeres are generally associated with better health and increased longevity. We replicated findings that have been shown in previous studies where older fathers were associated with longer telomere lengths in the children. And then we showed for the first time that having an older paternal grandfather is associated with having longer telomere lengths in those grandchildren.
So what's the significance of your findings? Is this suggesting that the older the father, the better off a child will be?
It suggests that in terms of telomere length, that the child will be better off. But I'm hesitant to make that larger, broader claim that the children will have better health overall because as you may know and your listeners may know, there have been other studies showing that having an older father is associated with negative outcomes in the children and that this might be caused by increased mutations that are building up in the sperm, in the DNA of sperm as a man ages. So the net impact of having children at an older or younger age is not yet clear, but this is kind of intriguing evidence that while we generally have been thinking about this as a negative impact of having older paternal age, older ages of fathers, this points to a potential positive.
So what's the next step of this study?
One of them will be a rather simple thing of just looking to see whether this persists across even more generations with a larger sample size and having family trees that go back farther. We'd be able to do that. Another important thing to look at is what the actual impact of inheriting shorter or longer telomere lengths is at birth. So there are plenty of studies showing that having shorter telomere lengths later in life seem to predict and to some degree cause worse health. But one of the reasons why I've been using this kind of conservative language is it's not completely clear whether having longer telomere lengths at birth has quite the same implication.
Dan Eisenberg from the Northwestern University in Chicago speaking to Lindy Kerin.